Well, from our aspect, we have developed the world's first philanthropic cryptocurrency. And a lot of real estate has value, whether it's a historical value or whether it's providing a service or if it's providing for the greater good. So a lot of people look at real estate as only an investment or only this or only that, and it's limited in value. But real estate can be used for the greater good. It can be used for the community and all of those kinds of things.
Welcome to Concrete Build Crypto Financing, where we explore the intersection of real estate and crypto financing. We invite leaders, experts, and both real estate and crypto investors on our show to gain knowledge into the revolutionary new field of tokenized real estate. First, here's a word from our sponsor. Real estate investing is expensive, complicated, and out of reach for many. Until now, Concrete Build is changing the game with tokenized real estate. For as little as a few dollars, you can own a stake in commercial property powered by blockchain. Fractional ownership, secure transactions, real impact. Skip the red tape in the real estate like never before. Join the revolution at concretebuild.org. Concrete Build, tokenizing properties, tokenizing wealth. And now today to introduce our guest. My guest tonight is Rick DeLaRata. Rick is an expert voice in the field of using cryptocurrency in the nonprofit and philanthropic space, including real property and other assets. Rick DeLaRata and Jazz for Peace specializes in revolutionizing and revitalizing our world through world-class art and culture through the art form of jazz. And we are delighted to have him here tonight. Please join me in welcoming Nick DeLaRata. How are you doing today, Rick?
I'm doing great, Nelva. So great to be here with you today. It was such an exciting topic.
Yes, it is for sure. Well, you have a lot of different varied topics that we would love to dive into, but I love to start off all of my shows by asking my guests if they have an opinion, if at the very least, on the future of real estate and how does crypto financing play a part in that future?
Well, from our aspect, we have developed the world's first philanthropic cryptocurrency. And a lot of real estate has value, whether it's a historical value or whether it's providing a service or if it's providing for the greater good. So a lot of people look at real estate as only an investment or only this or only that, and it's limited in value. But real estate can be used for the greater good. It can be used for the community and all of those kinds of things. In fact, right behind me, you can't see all the posters, they're all over the place, but there's one of these posters behind me where they took a jazz great in Kansas City, and his name was Coleman Hawkins, and they took the home that he was born in and they made it a historical place, and they started a festival in front of his home
I
every
love
single
that.
year on his birthday. And so here is something that was providing all kinds of greater good to the community. All kinds of up-and-coming jazz artists were able to come and have a place to play and also be able to come to a place like Kansas City. So in other words, there's great value with this, and with our philanthropic model, we can address that whole sector of it through cryptocurrency.
I love the fact that crypto is so versatile. It really is. You basically, there's not necessarily that there are no rules, but really it's kind of like the beginnings of internet, how everyone applied to internet what they wanted it to look like. And now internet is ubiquitous, right? And I feel like crypto is heading in that direction, is that every center, every field is going to be able to really explore its unique application of crypto.
Well, you get it, and we just need to get other people to hear what you're talking about, because you're 100% correct. It opens up other avenues of creativity. And with the philanthropic cryptocurrency, it's an opportunity to use money actually closer to what the purpose of Plato originally designed it for, and that was a means of conveyance which enables a more virtuous existence. I mean, this is Plato. I don't even know how many thousands of years ago he lived.
Right.
And he's way ahead of where we are now when he described what money really truly should be. And with the philanthropic cryptocurrency, it's creating a trickle-up economy.
I absolutely love that.
Which balances our trickle-down economy. We have a trickle-down economy and somebody likes it, maybe the really rich people. This is going to create equilibrium and balance it out so that everybody likes our economy instead of just a handful of people.
I love that. And honestly, that's what we aim to do with CBLD as well. We want to solve the housing crisis by allowing people to be able to use it to rent to own apartments, to be able to use it for mortgages, for investors to use it towards fractionalized property. And so it democratizes the ownership of real estate across the board. It doesn't matter if you have just pennies to thousands and thousands of dollars, but it allows dignity in housing. I absolutely love how you described it as it's the virtue of money. And that's what crypto is able to capture for sure.
Well, Jazz for Peace started out when I witnessed the events of 9/11 from a rooftop less than a quarter of a mile away. But that was a rock bottom point for me where I realized, you know what? I've had these thoughts inside me from knowing about music and traveling all over the world and seeing from my very own eyes how music and especially our great American art form of jazz cuts through all of the things in the world that divides us. I've reached people that I didn't speak the same language, that I wasn't the same race, I wasn't the same creed, I wasn't the same, you know, anything. And yet I was able to reach them with music and we were able to find common ground through our love of the sounds that I was making. And I was able to learn about them from just seeing how they listened and how they captured what I was doing and how they understood it. Whether you were rich or poor or old or new, a little child, the way that a little child loves music, it's a common ground that we all have. Why not build from common things that we have in common rather than things that divide us? So I realize I don't think anyone's, I could think this all my life and no one's going to do anything. I'm just going to sit here thinking it. And that's when I realized I need to do something. And I had some words from a poem that I had written just watching the events of 9/11. The words came out of me and I called the poem Jazz for Peace, and living up to the words of a poem led me to do some things like a benefit concert series, musical instrument donation programs for children and adults, education series to bring music back into the schools, and also, you know, bringing multicultural groups together all over the world, including the United Nations, where I brought American, Israeli, and Palestinian jazz musicians together at the United Nations in 2002. If we could have only listened to me then, but good thing you guys are listening to me now and calling me, and I'm just delighted that, you know, hey, better late than never. Let's see if we can do some good now, which your program really has a chance to do.
I absolutely love that, Rick. You have a little selection that you wanted to play for us as well, correct?
Yes, people like me when I back up what I say, and I like to back it up too, because, you know, this really is what we do. We play, it's a world-class cultural event at no cost to the outstanding cause, and the staffing and the expertise and experience and advocacy provided by our team to make the event a success. We've done over 850 of them, and there's actually a page you can go to called jazzforpeace.wordpress.com/about. That's different from our website, jazzforpeace.org. But that page, if you go there, you can see all the events and all the, you know, all the testimonials. This is, we get requests from all over the world for me on these podcasts, as everyone knows I'm doing them, like tons of them. So one person requested something from the Netherlands, a song by Steely Dan, which is a more recent thing. And another person from New Jersey, just across the river over here, requested an old song by Billie Holiday called Willowy for Me. So I'm going to play the beginning of one song and the end of the other song so I can fit all this in for you.
I love it. I love it.
Here we go. Now I got to turn this off here. Okay. There we go. This is the day of the expanding man. That shape is my shade there where I used to stand. It seems like only yesterday I gazed through the glass at ramblers, wild gamblers. That's all in the past. Call me a fool, you say it's a crime. this one's for real. I already bought the tree. So useless to ask me why. Throw a kiss and say goodbye. I'll make it this time. I'm ready to cross that fine line. Learn to work the saxophone. And I play just what I feel. Drink scotch whiskey all night long. And die behind the wheel. They got a name for the winners in the world. And I want a name when I lose. They call
amazing. I loved it.
Thank you so much, Nova.
Must have on my Spotify for sure. I loved it. Thank you so much for that selection. Tell our viewers again, Rick, how to get in touch with you and how to find your music and specifically how to find Jasper Peace.
Sure. Now, what city are you in?
I live in Atlanta, the outskirts of Atlanta. Yes.
Okay. All you have to really do is watch Nelva's podcast and send a comment to us at info@jazzforpeace.org. That little comment actually is a seedling of which we can grow an empowerment tree. And if you want to see how that's done, you could go on the YouTube search and just put, I believe it is Jazz for Peace Funding. You type that into the YouTube search and that video will come up and you'll see how we've already done this for over 850 of the world's most outstanding causes, 9 times just to Africa alone. So if we can go to Africa and Nepal and India, we can come to your city or town, wherever you're watching this podcast. Now for our website, jazzforpeace.org. And if you want to find out about me, rickdellarada.com, or you could type in Rick Dellarada famous quote in Google. You'll see something that's been attributed to me as a famous quote. I'm a one-hit wonder in the famous quote world, but you'll see all kinds of links that'll probably show up below that as well.
I absolutely love that. We will be sure to put all of those links in our description, Rick, for sure, for our viewers to look at. And we started off this podcast really talking about the virtues of crypto and how we can use crypto for virtuous causes. And yes. So definitely for Jazz for Peace, but also for Concrete Built, and how we're really trying to solve for the housing crisis.
I want to give you one more link for cryptocurrency. This is just for what we're talking about, what Nelva's talking about. jazzforpeace.org/lightpaper.pdf, L-I-T-E for light, and then paper, P-A-P-E-R, .pdf. And that goes to just a light page where you can just find out about the philanthropic cryptocurrency, everything Nelva has been talking about. And at the bottom, you can click to go to the white paper, and that will give you everything you need.
If you want to learn more about Concrete Build, I just go to concretebuild.org. Concrete Build, tokenizing properties, tokenizing wealth.
Fantastic.